For students who were impacted by the flooding this past July, returning to school may feel extra difficult. To help make the transition easier, some Vermonters have been working together to collect, donate, and deliver hundreds of lunchboxes, binders, and many other kinds of school supplies to the districts that were hit hardest. Vermont Public's Joya Putnoy has more.
I'll grab a box. How about you push and I'll grab a box?
I'll push. You grab a box. Got it.
On a recent drizzly morning at Berry City Elementary and Middle School, teachers Laura Pratt and Tana Cosgrove are unloading heavy cardboard boxes of school supplies.
Let's see, so there are backpacks, lunch boxes. We had a bunch of water bottles, lots of crayons and colored pencils, lots of notebooks, binders, folders, pencils, eraser caps. The typical daily needs of really any age level.
Pratt teaches 7th and 8th grade science in Essex. That part of the state wasn't affected by this summer's floods. But previously, she spent just about a decade teaching in Barrie. And she says that when the city flooded, she and her Essex colleagues wanted to find a way to help. So she posted on Front Porch Forum twice and started organizing.
We live in a small enough state where you see the pictures of devastation and people want to help. You know, they did things in the beginning to help with cleanup where they could, but this was like, I can go buy binders and paper and pencils. I know I had kids or I was a kid in school, and to know that that makes someone feel good coming in to a new year.
The state says 10 schools have reported major damage and 14 have reported minor damage after the floods. Barrie's school buildings themselves weren't impacted, but some students were. A final count won't be available until a little later in the semester. But district officials say in the immediate aftermath of the flood, the principals from the elementary and middle school went door to door checking on families. Some lost their homes and all of their personal belongings. Tana Cosgrove teaches 7th and 8th grade math in Barrie. When Pratt reached out, she was enthusiastic to receive support.
Laura reached out to me over the summer right after the flood, because we were colleagues before, and just said, hey, would you need anything? And I was like, absolutely. So, you know, thinking about wanting students to feel comfortable coming back and not in any way having any anxiety that I don't have my materials, because that does not feel good.
She says with so much up in the air for those still in recovery mode, having pencils or a backpack may not be top of mind, but it can make a big difference for students. And teachers and administrators are on the lookout for how they can help.
So if we have students come in and we notice they don't have a backpack, you know, discreetly and respectfully have a conversation and say, hey, I have this stash of awesome stuff. Like, at some point, why don't you just come grab one? And then continue to pay it forward wherever the need is.
Cosgrove says that especially now, it's important for her students to know that they can reach out to her. She's been texting with some of her students this summer about their housing situations. And Cosgrove says that Barrie is receiving a whole lot of community support this back-to-school season. Barrie's superintendent received a donation of supplies from the legislature, about 150 fully stocked backpacks put together by Burton.
I think it's been an amazing groundswell of support, and I think it just lends itself to our community and how strong we are and how those connections matter, because it does take a village, like however big your village is, you know. And I love the focus on the kids now, because it's been a hard summer.
She says they may just be erasers, lunchboxes, and notebooks, but they are cushioning the back-to-school transition for students who may need extra support this fall. From Vermont Public, I'm Joya Putnoy.